This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and let's start today with Massachusetts' new paid sick leave law. It goes into effect tomorrow, and it has an impact on workers and businesses across the state.
Supporters of the law, including Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey, gathered in Downtown Crossing this morning to celebrate.
I'm just so happy that tomorrow, in this state, you'll be able to get up and go to work and start earning those days so that you can take care of yourself and your children and your parents and others.
WBUR reporter Jack Lepiarz was there, and he joins us now. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Anthony.
So remind us what this law offers to employees.
Well, basically what this does is you can accrue up to 40 hours of paid sick time in a year, essentially 5 days. And the way it works is you can start earning sick time. For every 30 hours you work, you will earn 1 hour of sick time. And workers can then use their sick time in hourly allotments. So in other words, if you need to go to the doctor, you need to go to the dentist, you can take 2 hours on Monday and then maybe take 2 hours on Friday, so you can balance this time around.
All right. So now, are all workers in Massachusetts eligible to earn this, or tell us about the limitations?
So it is for all workers who are employed by a company that has 11 employees or more, so more than 10. And it applies to all workers, part-time workers, full-time workers, seasonal, even temporary workers. You think about the people that get hired by retail stores around Christmas time, even they will be eligible for sick time.
All right. So companies with fewer than 11 employees, though, they're exempt. So if you work for a small company, you're out of luck.
That's right.
All right. So, Jack, some employers can qualify for what's being called a safe harbor, which would give them an additional 6 months until basically the end of this year to implement paid sick time. Who qualifies for this extension, and why this exemption?
Well, so this is essentially for companies that already had a sick time policy in place as of May 1st of this year. I've been talking to a lot of people in the business community, and a lot of them are saying most companies already have this sort of system in place. But even those companies that already had a system, they still have to offer sick time to part-time employees, per diem employees, starting tomorrow. This is essentially because of concerns about compliance. So they're being given an extra 6 months to work out the HR situation, so on and so forth. They still have to follow the basic tenets of the law, but they are getting a little bit of leeway because they already have a system in place. But this issue of compliance, and hence the extra 6 months, compliance is the big issue that came up over and over again when I talked to business folks. This is Brendan King, who's on the board of the Smaller Business Association of New England. He's also the CEO of the recruiting firm King & Bishop.
Some companies, they don't have the internal manpower, the labor resource, and they're going to have to come up with someone that's going to have to just do that extra level of managing the accrual for the time.
All right, so an adjustment there for some companies. Jack, finally, employees can start accruing sick time tomorrow, but if I understand correctly, they won't be able to use it right away. Right?
No. So even though they will start accruing time tomorrow, there's actually a rule built in that you can't use this sick time for the first 90 days. Essentially, you need to wait 3 months before you can actually use the sick time. The biggest impact this will have on is, of course, the seasonal employees, the people who come in around Christmas time. They may accrue over those 90 months. They might accrue a day or two, maybe 3 days of sick time, but they won't be able to actually use it until next year if they come back or they're hired on full time.
All right. That's WBUR's Jack Lepiarz talking about the state's new paid sick time law, which goes into effect across the state tomorrow. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome.